Hey, Prime members, did you know that you could be listening to this show ad-free on Amazon Music? With Amazon Music, you get access to the most ad-free top podcasts. Avoid the ads and start listening today.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Friday, October 6th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. As we head into the weekend, maybe you're looking for the perfect date. Or maybe your summer love has come to an end, and you're still wondering why. Well, new artificial intelligence-powered dating tools promise to help, and all this episode, we'll be taking a look at some of them. Yes, AI is in the workplace, it's in the classroom, and now it's in your dating life. Now, we all know before you find the one, you might have to go through some that aren't. But can your past romantic relationships aid in your future ones? A new AI-powered program called Texts from My Ex claims to help newly single people figure out what went wrong by analyzing their chat history for compatibility. The app launched in July, and it lets users upload their first conversation for free. Then it charges $5 to analyze additional chats. According to its founder, within a week of launching, 30,000 people gave the app access to their iMessage history. Ray Whitty wrote about the program and other AI dating tools for the Wall Street Journal, and she's here now. So Ray, what does Texts from My Ex do?
So users can take either a downloaded WhatsApp file or connect it to their iCloud and then pick a contact name. And the AI analyzes the entire conversation.
I mean, that could be long and it could include a lot of things. What about maybe audio files or pictures that you've sent?
According to the founder, Alex Weitzman, the analysis is text only. So the only thing that enters their servers and subsequently gets removed from their servers is the text in each of the conversations. From there, a very sassy AI readout comes out and you'll get on a scale of 1 to 100% your compatibility with your ex, and then broken down into categories rated 1 to 10, it will rate your attachment styles and how they align, your communication, sexiness, and then like highlights and lowlights of the relationship, which is realistically just the conversation.
Are there privacy concerns, though, with uploading, you know, potentially very long conversation histories with somebody?
The app reassures everyone that they're not keeping the conversations and that they're only analyzing texts from those conversations. And presumably, your sensitive images and audio notes are completely overlooked by the AI.
Have you heard from users about how they feel using this app?
One user I talked to, Maggie Crabtree, she's a retail strategy professional out in LA. She used it, and she used it twice for an old relationship that's 2 years in the past. She said it really was kind of aligned with how she felt about the relationship itself. They received an under 60% compatibility rating. Their communication got a 4 out of 10. It called their communication as smooth as a porcupine.
Now, Ray, you've also looked at some other AI-powered dating tools. What are some of the most notable ones?
There's Riz and Your Move. Both can be used for flirty banter to be used over text message or dating app. It's really kind of like ChatGPT type of output for talking to the object of your desire. Riz, you can upload either the person's dating app or an already started chat, and it'll generate a conversation that's aligned with your already existing conversation. Where Your Move, you can set what type of conversation or response you want to have from formal to flirty, and it's going to give you options of where to go from there. Additionally, there's a dating app, Elate, that just launched their dating coach, Dara. This dating coach AI can get to know you and you'll like tell it what is going on in your dating life and ask it questions. You can ask things like, what does being left unread mean? When should I introduce this person to my friends? But on the other hand, I talked to an AI expert who is the CEO of a company who created AI tools for both recruitment and dating. He said a lot of apps out there that are saying they've already integrated AI tools, but they're not being clear about how, is realistically just a more advanced algorithm.
Yeah, I mean, according to the founders and the users that you spoke with, what kind of separates these AI-powered dating apps from the algorithm, traditional dating, maybe swiping apps that people might be used to?
As Maggie learned, she put in the same conversation. The first time she used Text from My Ex, it focused on a very specific period of her conversation. And there was a very drunk text exchange in there that she didn't really want to see the reality of. Whereas when she uploaded it a second time, she said it focused on a more diverse time frame of her conversation. And I think that that's really telling the difference between an algorithm and an AI, is that the algorithm is going to, you put in the same input, you're going to get the same response. An AI is going to learn, and you could put in the same input today and you could put it in 3 weeks from now and you're going to get a different response.
So the AI is learning, and maybe you can learn for your next relationship. That's Ray Whitty. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Zoe.
Coming up, so you broke up. Now you're ready to get back in the dating game. And besides helping you boost your conversations or improve your dating profile, could you find love by letting AI scan your face? It's love at first sight, so to speak. That's after the break.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
If the eyes are the gateway to the soul, is your face the key to uncovering your perfect love match? We've already talked about how AI is being used to analyze conversations between partners. But one company called SciMatch is finding people matches by using AI to analyze their faces. Sound far-fetched? Well, let's find out. Our family and tech columnist Julie Jargon is here, and she's been testing it out. So Julie, to start off, can you just tell us how this service from SciMatch works?
Yeah, so when you sign up for the app, you almost immediately scan your face. So it does that real time so that you can't trick it by uploading a picture of a celebrity or a filtered photo. Once it scans your face, then you can create your profile. And then you can immediately start looking for profiles of other people. And if you come across someone that you're interested in, you can click on them and the app will show you your compatibility index, which is given as a percentage. So it'll say you're a 70% match or 50% match. And if you feel comfortable with those odds, then you can reach out to that person and message them on the app.
What is it scanning your face for? What kind of indications is it looking for there?
The exact parameters of the algorithm are proprietary and there's a patent pending on it. So they haven't shared exactly how it works, but basically they're using computer vision to take the scan of your face. It is not facial recognition software. Apparently there is some science behind how different facial features and shapes can dictate or demonstrate people's personality traits. And so they're trying to match it against a data set of other photos that they know correspond with particular personality traits so that they can find a compatible match for you.
So for example, what kind of face traits go with what sort of face shape?
So one thing that's been studied is heart-shaped faces, which are apparently considered to be creative, and people with heart-shaped faces have a fiery temperament. And I don't know if there's a whole lot of science behind this, but apparently people with heart-shaped faces are often attracted to people with more square-shaped faces, but those two aren't always a match. But it's an interesting experiment.
How many people are using this, and what did they say about how it works?
Well, they've got about 5,000 active monthly users, so it's not a huge user base in terms of online dating. It's a, you know, relatively new app still. But I did talk to some people who've used it and have met each other, and there are some couples that are currently dating that have met each other a couple of months ago, and they had a high percentage match, and so far, so good for them.
What about you? Didn't you try it out?
Well, I wanted to put it to the test. I've been married for 23 years, and I wanted to see what it would say about my compatibility with my husband. I have to say I was a little worried at first what it might show. It showed us to be a solid, good match at 55%. Not excellent, but it could have been worse.
Julie, you've alluded to this a little bit already, but I imagine there's some skepticism about how well this technology can really work and how strong its conclusions really are.
Yeah, I spoke to a professor at the University of California, Davis, who has been studying romantic relationships for a long time. And he actually called this wizardry. And he said there's really, with any kind of online dating app, that there's really no way to predict ahead of time how two people will get along and be compatible with one another, that it really takes in-person interactions and repeated interactions with someone before you can determine whether you're compatible with them.
All right, that's our family and tech columnist, Julie Jargon. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And finally, if you land that date and you're looking for things to do on it, maybe AI can help there too. A startup backed by Bill Gates called Likewise launched a chatbot yesterday that makes personalized recommendations for movies and TV shows, helping you Netflix and chill. Plus, it also recommends books and podcasts. The chatbot called Pix is free to use. It runs on OpenAI's technology, and it learns users' preferences over time. Of course, most streaming services already have recommendation software that's built in, but Pix will suggest content across platforms. But like other AI products, the CEO of Likewise says Pix will sometimes make up answers or share facts that aren't real. Guess that's just part of the dating scene. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by Anthony Bansi. I'm your host, Zoe Thomas. Additional support this week from Michael Laval. Our supervising producer is Melanie Roy. Our development producer is Aisha Al-Muslim. Our deputy editors are Scott Salloway and Chris Sinsley. And Falana Patterson is the Wall Street Journal's head of news audio. We'll be back with a new show on Monday. Thanks for listening.